Bits. A brief podcast before the M&A and Tech Conference in Berlin. Welcome, everybody, to Tech Law Bits. This is a small podcast in preparation of the IBA's M&A in the Technology Sector Conference to be held in Berlin on March 23rd and 24th. My name is Martin Schirmbacher. I'm a tech lawyer at Herting in Berlin. And with me today are my very good friends, Elisa Henry from Montreal, Canada. Hello, Elisa.
Hi, Martin.
And Eric Valgaren from Brussels, Belgium. Welcome, Eric.
Hello, Martin. Hello, Elisa.
One of the best sessions of this conference will, as always, be the Hot Topics Roundtable session. And I don't think that there's anybody better to explain the concept of that session than the two of you. So before we actually come to your topic, before we come to this, maybe you introduce yourself first. Maybe Elisa, who are you and what's your role within the IBA?
I'm a partner at Baudouin Ladner Gervais, which is a Canadian firm. I'm based out of Montreal, and I co-lead the privacy practice there. And within the IBA, I'm a vice chair of the Technology Law Committee.
All right. And Eric?
Sure. So I'm a partner at Stibbe, and I'm based in the Brussels office. I head up the TMT and data protection practice of the firm. And I joined the IBA in 2005 and was a co-chair of the committee already a few years ago, but it's great to still stay involved. And obviously, table topics is something that I've been managing for quite a while, so I'm happy to be still involved.
Great. You just mentioned you've known the table topics for a while. You know the concept. Maybe to the attendees, and I think we're now at around 350 attendees coming that don't yet know the concept. Can you very briefly explain why we do this and what the table topics are about?
Sure. Love to do that. Actually, it's a fantastic event. Concept of our table topics, because it's extremely interactive. People get to know each other better, and what is better than to give opportunity to lawyers to actually speak rather than sit and listen. So how are the table topics organized? Basically, it's a room with literally round tables. The number of tables can vary depending on the size of the conference. I think we have about 15 this time at the Berlin conference. And so the idea is that every table has a different topic, which is prepared by two moderators. And so the attendees can pick and choose which table they attend and discuss that particular topic with their colleagues for about 35 to 40 minutes. And then we actually allow them to rotate. We will have at the Berlin conference two rounds, so two iterations on the Thursday morning and one more on the Friday morning. So it means that out of the total of 15 topics, everybody can actually attend three different table discussions. And the role of the moderators is simply to kind of keep the discussion going. They have a short introduction to the topic, but then it's really up to the attendees to chime in and participate. So it's great fun, and it's also great to learn from each other and see your colleagues at work at these tables.
Absolutely. I should say that Eric has been moderating the roundtables at the annual conferences for years, and Elisa is his successor in doing so. But this year in Berlin, it's Yuval Horn's task to actually moderate this session, but you have your own table. And your topic is data privacy, lessons learned, and future outlook. That can be very broad, but I suspect you have made up your mind as to what you're going to discuss. Elisa, do you want to shed a light on what your plans are with the participants on your table?
Yeah, sure. So there's, the daily news bring us, very interesting data topics, I think, around the world. And we intend to cover recent trends and things that people may have read in the news to familiarize themselves. For those who are less focused on privacy in their daily practice, to understand what the what the issues are, and they very much revolve around the issues of transferring data abroad. And so that's the case, for instance, of Meta, who is in hot waters for its data transfer practices to the US. In parallel, we see the privacy framework being negotiated between the US and the EU to normalize those transfers. A lot of this has been also discussed about ChatGPT and the impact of ChatGPT on privacy, as well as you may have heard the recent ban on TikTok from officials around the world, in the EU, in the US, in Canada last week. So TikTok is also raising a lot of eyebrows due to privacy concerns. So we hope to discuss those topics with participants.
Very good. Sounds very interesting. We actually have a table on the data transfer to the US, because I'm hosting this with Jessica Lee. So, you will have to be specific on the Meta, case. Maybe we run through these three topics very briefly to shed a little more light on that. Eric, what is the issue with Meta and the data transfer to the US? What is that should interest everybody at the conference?
Well, what I think should interest everybody is the fact that Meta is now on record for, I think, pretty much having exhausted every possible existing avenue to transfer data out of the EU to the US. And I think Mr. Max Schrems was at least to a large extent co-responsible for the test, together with our European Court of Justice, on the Schrems 1, the Schrems 2 decisions. And so the problem is that today there is no clear valid legal basis for these ongoing transfers, lack of a successor to the famous privacy shield. They're in hot waters because the European data protection authorities are actually looking into this. And I think they announced guidelines or position by April, in which most likely they will raise a few fundamental problems for Meta to continue transferring data. And this is not just a problem for Meta, because obviously Meta is not the only large US data monster seeking transfers from data out of the EU. So this case and the whole debate around it is basically a kind of baseline for any other large transfers between the EU and the US. So that's why I think that this is a very good topic for discussion with colleagues from all over the world.
Everywhere, really, because we have the same issues with India and other like big countries where people would transfer data to. And obviously we're looking forward to what's going to happen with a new adequacy decision to its data transfer to the US, which probably will make things easier for data transfers to happen. Also, in an M&A context, we have, and probably a lot of attendees have, this issue about an American buyer buying a European company and basically intending to transfer data, with all the issues that will happen. Second issue you mentioned, Elisa, was ChatGPT and threats to privacy. That has been new to a lot of lawyers, I think, worldwide, that you can actually have a proper conversation with a robot and the results seem good at first glance. What would you think are privacy issues in that field that we should discuss?
Well, as you know, ChatGPT is an AI-powered algorithm that gathers everything it can, basically, without restriction, to deliver you an answer to the question you asked. So it's a very interesting and fun tool to use. And we've seen, all kinds of applications to the use of ChatGPT, including within law firms. I have to say we had to issue guidelines, for instance, in the law firms, because associates were starting to use ChatGPT to write their memos.
The main thing I used it for was to write the dinner speech I was going to give at my parents' 50th wedding anniversary. I did do some amendments after the ChatGPT worked it out, but I added some personal flavor to it that the robot didn't know. But obviously there's some some issues to that. That's for sure.
Yeah. And so when you use ChatGPT, you don't really know what it's collecting. I mean, in terms of transparency and consent, and, you know, it's a bit murky. And, you know, you may enter into ChatGPT personal data about you, about other people. None of your rights under the GDPR, for instance, can be honored by ChatGPT. So it's a very murky tool, which raises lots of concerns at this point. Yeah.
Cool. Okay, last topic you mentioned was the ban on TikTok, or the potential ban on TikTok. Where's the privacy issue there, as if we hadn't ever heard about him?
well, we can both jump in, but I mean, TikTok is the fastest growing social media. And it seems that, I mean, it's been debated, but that a lot of that data may be hosted or at least accessible to the Chinese government. So as a result, because TikTok has millions of users, including lots of minors, all our kids pretty much are on TikTok, I think. All the teenagers at least are on TikTok, but apparently EU officials, Canadian officials, and US officials as well. There's been big concerns about national security surrounding the use of TikTok by officials. And so governments are taking a very, it's very interesting. And I think it's going to be interesting to unpack what's happening, really. But a very strong stance against TikTok, saying basically that you cannot use that app because of the risk that the Chinese government will access what you post on the platform. So most of the content is kids dancing on Beyonce, but some people may be using it for other purposes. And it's a big issue for advertisers as well, because, it's the fastest growing digital advertising spend for most agencies and advertisers. So this ban may have repercussions in the ad tech world as well.
Absolutely. And then and this raises like even the M&A angle to it, like, can I invest in a company that does advertising on TikTok, or a lot of their revenue stream relies on stuff that derives from TikTok? Okay. Excellent. I don't think there's the need to ask, but the last question I ask all, or I intend to ask all moderators is, why should attendees join your table on Thursday morning? And even better question, why would they still do on Friday morning after the Thursday party? Eric, maybe you want to have a pitch on that.
Well, I think, first of all, we have the lucky number 13 for our table. So I think everybody joining this table will automatically be blessed. Secondly, I think the topics that are being spelled out here are really worthwhile attending. If you want to be current in the law of technology, you just need to have participated in these discussions. And I think this will be also the table with the most charming moderators. So I think that's a final bonus for everybody in the room.
Absolutely. Thanks for this. I spoke to a few moderators already, and as I said, I have a table myself with Jessica, so I don't know about the charming part, Eric. But Elisa obviously will be charming.
You will be a close second, Martin. You will be a close second. I agree.
Okay, that's good.
I would come to your table if I have the chance.
Okay. Well, being second after Elisa and Eric is fine for me. So thank you both for kicking this off with me. And to all the listeners, if you're still hesitant to register for the Berlin conference, stop doing so. Go to the IBA website and register, and then see you all in Berlin on March 23rd and 24th. Thank you to the two of you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Martin. Bye-bye, Martin.
Thank you, Martin. Bye-bye, Lisa. Bye. Thank you, Eric. Bye-bye.